Okay, welcome back. Hour number three on this Friday night. Some say it was Hillary's greatest speech. I'm not sure how great that makes it, but for her, it was very effective. She's in California running scared. We do know that Hillary is afraid. That came out in reverse speech a couple months ago with David John Oates, reversing Hillary's forward speech. Hillary is afraid. Or Hillary is scared. I've forgotten which it was. But she is working very hard now to turn back the Bernie Sanders freight train in California, which is certainly threatening to run her over. So she gave a speech in which she put Donald Trump's foreign policy in the garbage can. So she thought, if you really listen to the speech and the portions of it I've heard, she is simply reverse projecting her realities on Trump. Oldest trick in the book for a psychopath. That's what I heard. Now, David has reversed that speech. He's with us right now. We're going to let you also have it on YouTube so you can listen to it at your own convenience. We're going to go through these reversals now on the air. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. Oh, you sound good this time. Nice and clear.
Oh, good. Pleased to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that speech really was a projection. You really nailed it on the head. So,
good.
Yeah, I did it last night because it was getting on all the press. It was on all the news. I thought, gee whiz, I better go and do this speech. So I went in and did it. And you'll be amazed. Well, you probably won't be amazed, but some people will be amazed at what I found.
Does she have a new writer? This came from somewhere. She didn't write it. And
yeah. Look, it was a very good speech, Jeff. Whoever wrote it, I take my hat off to them. It was an excellent speech.
And uh-huh.
She delivered it very, very well. She did a very good job. She almost had me believing her.
See, that's the second time I've heard that from a very intelligent person today. Second time. It's the other guy. In fact, it was Jim Fetzer. He said, she almost had me believing in her. Of course, we all know who she really is. But it was that effective of a writing style, and she delivered it well. So, okay.
Yeah, very good speech. I'm sure she turned a few people around. However, one of the wonders about reverse speech is you can't hide what your real motives are and who you really are. And as always, this gives us a good insight into the real mind of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and don't forget about the video. 13 straight minutes of Hillary Clinton lying. Understand that this, don't forget who this woman is. I know you folks don't, but I'm speaking rhetorically to the masses who aren't necessarily listening now. Let's hope that they aren't conned by this. A good speech, and we expect some from Donald Trump. A good speech doesn't change someone's character, which we're about to find out with David Oates.
Okay, so here we go. Let's start off with a doozy. Here we go. We'll start off with a good one. Where here she is, forwards.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
Okay, and back what she says, and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
Wow.
Scam you.
There you go. That says it all.
There's the scam. That's the reverse projection.
Yeah, that's it. Here, let's run the forwards again.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
Yep, speaks.
And I'll scam you.
Certainly does. Yeah, it's clear as day. That's the real Hillary. That's what she's up to. She's scamming people with this speech. Now, what is she saying? She said Donald Trump makes fun of people with disabilities. And then she says he called women pigs. Is she saying that all women have disabilities? What is she saying?
Well, that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about it from that line. I don't know.
That's a weird one. She does not like women. We have to understand that. Look what she did to cover up the felony rapes and assaults of her husband for all those years. And she's still doing it. She won't talk about the truth about her husband. That does not make her a protector and a guardian of women. Not my book.
Yeah. All right, so here's the... I just pulled that reversal out. Here's the first one on her speech. This is the first reversal. Incidentally, the speech was billed as a foreign policy speech, but it was 34 minutes of trashing Donald Trump.
So that's right.
It really wasn't a foreign policy speech at all. And,
no.
So here's the first reversal.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes.
And here he says, they shoot, now must stun. And this is her comeback. The Donald Trump camp has shot at me, now I've got to stun them. This is her thought process, okay? So here we go. They shoot, now must stun.
No shoot, now must stun.
No shoot, now must stun.
And again.
No shoot, now must stun.
You got that there?
Oh, yeah. Sure. She's been taking a lot of heavy shots, and now she's going to try and stun in return, of course.
Yeah, that's it. It's as simple as that. All right. Now, here's next clip.
He praises dictators like Vladimir Putin and picks fights with our friends, including the British Prime Minister, the Mayor of London, the German Chancellor, the President of Mexico, and the Pope.
Oh, my God.
But then she says backwards, they're all smashed.
Pearl smashed.
Pearl smashed.
And again.
Pearl smashed.
So she either means she agrees with Trump, they aren't any good, or Trump's attack had an impact. They're all smashed. I don't know.
I don't know. I think the former, if anything. That's a little tricky. Look, Vladimir Putin is anything but a dictator. He was elected by an overwhelming majority. He has an 80-plus percent approval rating. Sure, he's in there. When he left and became prime minister, we knew he was coming back. The guy is only the world's greatest statesman right now, period.
Yeah.
The mayor of London has said some extraordinary things lately. Cameron is a pig, quite literally, has had sex with a pig head. It goes on, and I guess... You could say that these people are, in her mind, all smashed, although I think she's making a fatal mistake in underrating Vladimir Putin and Russia, if she is indeed doing that.
Yeah, I was. Actually, she didn't have any nice things to say about Vladimir Putin. She talked to him about a couple of times during the speech, and I was a little bit surprised. Well, I thought America and Russia were on friendly terms.
Well, I think the people are... The administration will be, if Trump is elected, on reasonably friendly terms at least. Remember, Putin early on praised Donald Trump, gave him some verbal support, which is very interesting. That doesn't happen often. We'll have to see, but this woman is the one who has several times called for America to shoot down the Russian Air Force in its anti-ISIS operations in Syria. She is out of her mind.
Oh, well, let's play this reversal next, the one that you think you just brought that up. Here's the forwards.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And here she says, I'll bring us war.
Oh, God. See, she knows. She knows damn well what she's doing. She knows this would cause a war.
Yep. She's not stupid. Yeah, she's not a stupid woman. She's a very evil woman, as you'll see from the reversals I've still yet to play.
That's really amazing. Everything she said is the same thing that anybody would say. We have to smash them. We have to take their positions out. We have to do nothing new. But in reverse, play it again.
Okay, here's the reverse. I'll bring us war. Oops. Here we go.
I'll bring us war. I'll bring us war. I'll bring us war.
Okay, so we're seeing her real motives here. We're seeing who she really is.
She's a war hawk. She's a neocon, warmongering, murderous. And nothing I can say will change anyone's mind. They've got to be able to see it clearly. That's who she is.
Well, don't forget the verse that she started, the first verse I play, and I'll scam you.
Play it again. Play it again.
I'm only too happy to. Here's the Fords.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And I'll scam you. That's what you've got to listen to. Not what she's saying forwards, but that. Because that's the real Hillary. What she's saying forwards is a projection she wants you to believe. But what reverse speech does is goes inside and shows you who you really are.
So. Wow. You were up doing this last night. Good job.
Yeah, I was. Yep.
Remember, every syllable, if you listen carefully, yes, the sounds and tonalities are a little bit sing-songy sometimes. Sometimes they're just as clear as forward speech. But if you listen to the that one was a little bit odd. But all the syllables are correctly there. All of them.
Yeah, like I said, I was up last night doing this, and I got a YouTube video up on it, which has been hit pretty hard at.
Yeah, we've got it linked under your name. I'll put it in our reverse speech political featured story box that we have so many of your programs in now. These are all essential. Wow.
Next, yeah. Yep. All right, next one on Hillary.
Our armed forces fight terrorists together. Our diplomats work side by side. Allies provide staging areas for our military so we can respond quickly to events on the other side of the world.
And here she says, I screw Sam.
Yas group Sam.
Sam meaning Uncle Sam. Okay.
Yeah, let me hear that again, please, David. I couldn't quite catch the middle of it.
Okay.
Yas group Sam.
Can't hear that?
Yas group Sam.
I hear it sounds like scrope. I hear a P in there or something. But I think the intent is screw, but I'm not sure if it's... I don't hear screw. I hear a hard consonant at the end of it.
Okay, let's play it again.
Yeah,
I agree, it's not the best. Yeah, all right, okay, anyway, there you go.
But I think the intent is clear. That's what she's been doing for decades.
Absolutely.
Screwing Uncle Sam, screwing America, screwing the American people. She's scamming us. She is a career criminal scam artist.
And I'll scam you. Speak to herself.
There it is.
All right, next one along.
We need to embrace all the tools of American power, especially diplomacy and development.
And here she says, the crime with us owes the law.
The crime with us owes the law.
You hear that one?
Yeah.
The crime with her and her campaign, her organization, you know. She's saying, hey, listen, you know, it's all, well, this is Crooked Hillary is what that is. So, the crime that owes the law. And then the next one, next reversal, she says this.
He bought full-page ads in newspapers across America back in 1987 when Ronald Reagan was president, saying that America lacked a backbone and the world was, you guessed it, laughing at us. He was wrong then, and he's wrong now.
And here she says, my crime, what a mess.
What a mess.
And again.
What a mess.
You hear that one?
I hear what crime, not my.
Oh, what crime, what a mess, okay.
What crime, what a mess.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that, yeah.
What crime, what a mess.
Yeah.
What crime, what a mess.
Yeah, there is a W there. Yeah, you're quite right. Maybe I didn't clip it properly. Anyway.
Maybe What crime but a mess? I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
What crime but a mess?
What crime but a mess?
Anyway, there you go. All right.
Yeah, it's yeah, sure. These are all cadenced and spoken from her subconscious is perfectly honed in on her duplicity and her phoniness. There's no question about it. She's schizophrenic.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Look, it's a totally different person backwards than what you're seeing forwards.
That's the yeah.
To look at her forward speech, I mean, she's coming across as stable, grounded, honorable, integral. It's all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed.
Right.
But when you get into the reversal, you see this whole other woman. What you see is not what you get. Whereas with Trump, what you see is what you get.
Oh, that sums it all up perfectly, David. Yeah, exactly. And if you don't believe it, look in the featured story box. Look at they're all there, our earlier programs, the reversals of Trump, the reversals of Cruz, they're all there. And everybody basically has been exposed, except Trump. How do you expose someone who is perfectly honest, essentially, forward and backwards? There's just no dichotomy.
Yeah, well, if we got time to get to the Trump reversals today, I mean, it's the same story. He's congruent forwards and backwards, and he uses the word a couple of times. It's the same thing. Anyway, here's a funny one on Hillary. It's almost like a kid in a playground, this reversal. Here we go.
So it really matters that Donald Trump says things that go against our deepest held values.
And here she says, is he so smart?
Is he so smart?
Is he
that
smart?
Hear that?
Is he that smart?
Well, the answer is yes, he is that smart.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. But it almost sounds like a little kid in the playground, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does. It's very junior high schoolish. That's funny.
Yeah, that's right. And this last reversal, I don't know what this means. I'll play it, then we can talk about it.
Let's resolve that we can be greater still. That is what I believe in my heart.
And here she says, the bars you sell.
The bars you sell.
The bars you sell. The bars you sell.
So, I don't know, bars. I mean, gold bars.
Is she setting the bar? Is this a moral thing?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, she's setting the bar. Yeah, the bars you sell. I'm setting, this is the bar that you have to attain to become president, and Donald Trump reach up to that bar.
Boy, I'll tell you, her voice, the sound of her voice is really creepy. It's dark, husky, old. It's absolutely an institutional voice of destruction and death. I don't like it at all. There's nothing kind in that voice. Not one tone, nothing.
All right, let's repeat what I think are the two most important reversals in the speech. The first one is this one.
And I'll see him.
Oh, hang on, we'll play the forwards. Here we go.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
Wow.
It's clear as day. That's her whole intention behind the speech.
That's who she is. Yeah. That's everything.
And then she spends a significant portion of the speech talking about how dangerous Donald Trump is and how he'll bring us into war. Okay? Talk about reverse projection. This is the second most important reversal in the speech.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And I'll bring us war.
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 Yeah.
So anything she's accusing Trump of is what she herself is doing. And that's reverse projection. That's psychopath. That's textbook.
Absolutely textbook. Right. Wow. Thanks for doing that. That was a very important one to do. I'm amazed when I hear people applauding and cheering her. Don't they understand that what she's saying is a lie? It's not what she thinks. It's not what she believes. We haven't been doing everything we can to take ISIS out. Or as Donald Trump says, we haven't been bombing the hell out of them. We haven't been doing much of anything. In point of fact, the Iraqi government has caught us on video dropping military supplies and ammunition to ISIS behind their lines. We've seen American troops photographed on the front lines in Syria with ISIS fighters. So what's going on here? It's all a lie. It's all a lie. We created it. We funded it. We're stockpiling it and backing it. And this woman is, anyway, what you just played forwards was so grim and should be immediately recognized for the fraud and the lie it is by anybody who pays attention to the news and to reality.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, exactly right. Yeah, we need to get more people out listening to these reversals. I mean, this election year more than anything else, people need to know what people are really thinking.
I'll scam you. Boy, that's it. I'll scam you. She's just telling it like it is. That's who her subconscious won't lie. I'll scam you. That's who she is.
Yep, that's it. Hillary Clinton here. I'll play that reversal one more time. Listen to that. And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
Thursday.
And I'll scam you.
Here, let's run the whole lot backwards. Let's hear it amongst the gibberish. Let's do that again. See, people who say reverse speech isn't real needs to listen to clips like that.
That's the perfect example, David. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah, you hear the gibberish, and then bang, this reversal jumps out, then it's back to gibberish. And that's literally how it occurs. You take any section of speech and run it in reverse.
Yeah.
Every few seconds, bang, these clear phrases jump out of the gibberish. And it's everywhere. It's all through speech. All it takes is a tape recorder, any recording in reverse, and you're going to find them. You know, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
And if you're thinking about the intelligence community and wondering if they're not using this, the answer is yes, they are.
Absolutely, they are. It's such an important technology. Of course they're using it. And it's so easy to use.
Yeah. You know? Yep. And you remember, we got a break coming up here in just a minute. Don't forget, David is offering a home study course to become certified with this technology. You can use it any way you want. You can go into business. You can just use it to help friends, family, help your own life. Understand what you're really saying. Record yourself. Find out what your subconscious, your inner voice is really saying. If you're not in touch with it, there's just this unlimited potential. Unlimited. And we'll talk more about that course and other things. We'll listen to some Trump reversals coming up in a few minutes. Thank you, David. That's not a surprise, but it's sure good to hear certification of this woman's treachery. And that's what that speech was, a very treacherous speech.
Yep.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
No worries.
Okay, and we're back with David Oates, and we've heard some remarkable reversals already this program, with another half an hour to go. You can hear all these on YouTube, and most of them are in our program format in the right-hand side of Rents.com. Look under Featured Stories under the two Fukushima boxes, and you'll find reverse speech, lots of it there, all in our own programs here. so you can hear it either way. Okay, this has been very important. This, we're going to be on this, and I remember talking to David long before the political season really began in earnest. I said, this is going to be a crucial year for reverse speech. And if you folks are intrigued with this overwhelmingly important technology and would like to learn how to do it, it's not hard, and more than that, it's fascinating and fun. He's got a course coming up starting this month. Tell him about the course, David, and I would urge all of you, let's say some of you don't have a job right now and you're interested in helping people, for example, or you're just in between careers, or you're retired, or you're wealthy, you don't have to worry. You want to learn the skill that will enable you to do things almost like magic in this world. This is it.
Yeah, it starts June 19th, so that's 2 weeks from now. It's held online, two classes a month, 3 hours each class. It goes for 6 months, so you've got 12 classes altogether. A lot of homework to be done. It's more than just sitting in the classroom. You've got to sit at your desk at home learning how to find reversals. Well, we teach you how to do that in class. We need trained practitioners. There's so few of us in the world, and it's such an important technology, and the only way it's going to get out there is if people take training. So I invite you to seriously consider this upcoming class, and if you're interested, give me a call. The phone number, it's an American number. It's 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077, but don't call it, I'm off the air, please. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great stuff. Now, would you do one thing before we carry on? Play the reversal, the scamming reversal, in backwards, but with the gibberish, so people can hear how this just jumps out. Sometimes it's harder to find, but this one just leaped out of the backwards recording. There's no, oh, it sounds like, or it might be. There's no doubt about this. This is the subconscious mind using the sounds of your forward spoken words to make words in reverse to speak. And we understand that when we're talking to other people. We don't consciously know it, but we are understanding loud and clear. That's what we meant. If you meet somebody, you don't like them, that's why, because you're listening to them in reverse and they're saying things that aren't making you feel good. That's a simple explanation, but that's the truth.
That's exactly right. Okay, so here it is. We'll run it from the very end. We'll hear the gibberish, and then I'll scam you. Just jumps up out of the gibberish. So here we go. So obvious. I know.
Wow.
So obvious.
Yeah.
Just incredible stuff.
And David has software which makes it even easier to find these things and work with them.
Okay, now, let's have a look at Donald Trump's lawsuit. Now, I don't know, I only caught a glimpse of the news about a payment from the lawyers to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Do you know anything about that?
No.
It was a $900,000 payment. I remember reading it, I should have looked more into it. Anyway, here's Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, a man who has insulted our closest allies, has talked about more countries getting nuclear weapons, has advocated punishing women.
And here she says, it's what brought his lawsuit. Okay, now something has happened with his lawsuit. They've released documents, and Trump is quite upset about this. And here he talks about it. Here he goes.
We have wounded warriors all over the place. These are the most incredible. These are braver than all of us in this room put together. I look at the attitude, and I work with them.
And here he says, this is talking about the lawsuit, and he says, I'm aware there's evil lurking. And again. Can you hear that there? It's a little bit bassy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not mostly about men. I hear, certainly, the second part of it is evil. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bassy. I don't know why. Okay. All right. Okay.
Here's another part of this whole issue of Trump University. Clinton is involved in a for-profit education scandal that dwarfs Donald Trump's Trump University issue. Bill and Hillary Clinton attack on Donald Trump over Trump University could invite increased scrutiny of the Clintons' involvement in a for-profit education scandal in which a company that runs shell colleges, shells, paid Bill Clinton $16.5 million to be its pitch man.
Oh, my God.
While the Clintons were collecting millions, 16 and a half to be exact, Hillary Clinton's State Department funneled at least $55 million to a group run by the college company, Laureate Education, Inc. Hillary's State Department gave this company running these shell colleges $55 million U.S. tax dollars.
Oh, my.
All right. Clinton abruptly resigned from his post as honorary chancellor in April of 2015 when the disclosure about this egregious conflict of interest and criminal goings-on, $55 million from the Department of State went to this company running these shell phony colleges that paid Bill Clinton $16.5 million to be the spokesman for, and they're talking about Trump University? Let's see if this story goes anywhere. I'll bet the mainstream socialist, communist, liberal media buries it. This is huge compared to that.
Wow. It certainly is. Yeah. Anyway, I think somehow, I wish I knew what the story was about the lawyers in the case transferring money to Clinton. Anyway. Okay, so here's Trump talking about the lawsuit.
This should have been dismissed on summary judgment easily.
And here he simply says, they judge you.
If yes, you.
Nice and clear.
If yes, you.
Yep. And then he says, next one.
Trump University is in San Diego. And the trial, they wanted to just start while I'm running for president.
And here he says, they're going to whip.
Then I'll whip.
He's being railroaded is what's happening.
Sure.
And he's aware of it.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that would be similar to this that are being assembled in the background or have already been assembled that are going to be unleashed on Trump. They haven't even had the convention yet, all right? After the convention, watch what happens. There's going to be some the dirtiest things you could imagine coming.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to whip. He's aware of it. And here he says,
this should have been dismissed on summary judgment easily.
They better blank the S word.
Diminish it.
I don't know. I guess he wants them to back off from him. You know, he's but he's being railroaded.
Is that David? Is that now again? You're there and I'm here, and the connection's not always good. Is that the last word? Shit. Could that be shif? T? Could there be an F in there? They better shift.
Let's play it. The trouble is the audio is a little bit bassy.
It is. And I don't know.
That's making it hard to hear.
Diminish it.
Oh, yeah.
Diminish it.
You're right.
Diminish it.
You're right. There's an F. You're absolutely right. They better shift.
Diminish it. Diminish it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so they better stop doing this. They better change their direction.
Right.
I'm being judged. They're going to whip.
Yep.
They better shift. They better not do this. So he's aware that he is being set up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. So let's move on to here he's talking about 911.
Where did these people go when they got on the airplane? Do you know where they went? A lot of them went to Saudi Arabia, okay? They didn't go back to Iraq.
And here he says, I'll pray that I get them. I'm sorry, the audio is so bass. He's making the verses a bit hard to hear.
I'll pray that I get him. Now, I don't know why it got bassy. Is it bassy on your end? Do you hear it as bassy?
Yes, it is. I'm hearing it as bassy. Must have been in the original recording. Okay, all right. But I pray that I get him. So he's going to go after what he's really what what the real people behind 911. All right. Okay, so he's talking about the New World Order.
And people talk about me with the button. I'm the one that doesn't want to do this, okay? And I've been one from 2002, 2003, said you shouldn't be doing it. Here's what happens. We have spent $2 trillion in Iraq, in fighting Iraq. $2 trillion.
And here he says, I know what the mission is.
I knew it initially.
Yeah, behind the New World Order. Yeah, and I just got a note from my young lady in Canada who finds my reversals. She said the recording quality was basic. The original recording she got it from was basic. Okay. So, I know what the mission is. Let's play it again.
I knew what the mission is.
You hear that one okay? Hello?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just remember, I was just thinking, he spent his entire life working with international financiers, the elite of the criminal banking system, to get the money to work the projects that he's been building. You have to deal with those people. You have no choice. And yet here is a man who is now being held up to the closest, most outrageously biased scrutiny I have ever seen in my life in the media. And he has withstood stuff. If only half of the energy being devoted to try to discredit him were turned on Hillary, she'd be done, out of here, gone. She'd have no support.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's not happening. Not happening.
And here's Trump again. Very typical reversal.
Thank you, everybody. So here's what happened.
Okay, now this recording's better. This is a good one.
I got here, and they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem. What?
And here he says, we love America.
You know, be very careful.
You got that one?
It's amazing. The guy's just amazing.
That's what he was saying.
I watched that entire segment on video. And he was saying, of course we have time for the national anthem. And he wasn't joking. I mean, that's who he is.
Yep. And here's the national anthem itself. Listen to this.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And she sings backwards, another perfect man. It's long and drawn out.
Another perfect man.
You hear that?
Another perfect man.
You hear that? She's praising Trump backwards is what she's doing. Oh, quite amusing. Oh, anyway. Okay. Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, right here. I'm just making notes as we talk. That was a very unusual reversal because it was so long and drawn out. It's all there.
It's again,
and you've said this ever since I first knew you, the sounds of forward speech and the way she was articulating those words, the sounds were used by her subconscious to speak another message that was on her mind.
Right, right, that's right. Yeah, and she's praising Trump, okay? So, another perfect man.
Yep.
All right, okay, and here's Trump talking about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It must be going back over history.
They knew there were none. There were no weapons. Well, there are a lot of people that think that. There were a lot of people that think, look, bottom line, there were no weapons of mass destruction. They said there are weapons of mass destruction.
And here he says that they will be powerless.
They will be powerless. They will be powerless.
Okay.
And you're reading they as being whom? The perpetrators of that lie?
Yes, absolutely.
In other words, they've been exposed now. There were no. Everybody knows there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Really outrageous. We went in there under utterly false pretenses and raped and destroyed a country. And it wasn't just the Gulf War. Remember that during the 8 years of the Clintons, there was a no-fly zone imposed on Saddam Hussein and Iraq. That no-fly zone resulted in the deaths, because no medications could be brought in, nothing, of over 1 million, usually children, and the sick in Iraq. We, under the Clintons, butchered over 1 million people. And then there was the war. So add it all up, and you might have 2 million that we killed in Iraq. This is not, these are war crimes off the scale.
Yeah.
Off the scale. And here is this woman who was absolutely implicitly involved in all of it, running for president. It is beyond disgraceful.
Certainly is. I hope Trump comes back with a good comeback. I'm sure he will. All right, so here we have the next one, talking about getting a better deal with Iran.
Horrible, horrible deal where we're giving Iran $150 billion. We got nothing for it. We get our prisoners back. They should have been given back to us 3 years ago.
And here he says, they were giving you away. Wow.
See, that's, again, totally congruent. The negotiators, Obama's negotiator, were giving you away, giving America away.
Yep.
Gad, it's just, reverse speech is astounding.
Isn't it just? Yeah. And you notice how the reversals are clearer on the tapes that don't have that bassy sound. So
yeah,
make sure
yeah.
that we do that anymore. That's, I can hear them okay here, but I've been doing it for 33 years.
Well, you might run them through your mixer and EQ them and just bump yeah. the highs way up and see if that filters it. Might clean them up.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Okay, all right. So... let me see. Okay, another reverse on the anthem. Here we go.
And they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem.
And here he says, would you say to someone, no?
Would you say yes, I'm a no?
Would you say yes, I'm a no? Would you say yes, I'm a no?
Nice and congruent, you know?
Totally,
yeah.
totally.
Yeah, totally congruent. And he always is.
Would you tell somebody, no, we don't have time for the national anthem? The guy just amazes me.
And he keeps on coming out with him, doesn't it? He keeps on coming out.
He is him. Exactly what you see. What you see is what you get. No artifice, no deception, no con, nothing. He's the real deal.
Yep. Here he is talking about Lindsey Graham, exposing Lindsey Graham as being establishment. What the notes say.
But you will find out that it wasn't right. So you say, but when I look at a guy like Lindsey Graham, then I hear his theory on the war, you'll be in there forever. You'll be in there, and you'll end up starting World War III with a guy like that, too. We don't want World War III over Syria, okay?
And he says, he'll reveal that we've been in the blank, S word.
Yeah,
that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, now that's definitely the S word, not shift.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is Graham going to reveal that we've been in trouble? I don't know.
I think he's already doing it. The guy says a lot of very odd things. Just follow his forward speech, and you'll hear many things.
Yeah. All right, let's look at a couple more on Hillary. That's all I've got on Trump. A couple more on Hillary.
Right.
She's talking about her emails.
And I have provided all of my work-related emails.
And here she says, slimy, they deal a program.
Slimy, they deal a program.
Ooh.
Slimy, they deal a program.
Huh.
Or she's used programs to manipulate her email somehow. I don't know. That's
yeah.
She's being very sly about it. She's, I don't know what program she used or what she's done, but she has certainly done something. Okay. And here she's talking about Benghazi.
And if I could go back, I would do it differently. Well, I have talked about this for many, many months. I testified for 11 hours.
And This one says, sit by the cop.
Sit by the cop.
Sit by the cop.
Oh, yeah.
Sit by the cop.
Ah, she may be under closer scrutiny than what she's letting on.
That's talking about someone who's under surveillance, and she's saying, sitting by the cop. He's right there. So she knows. Man. Well, this goes back. Can you pull the one where it says in reverse, Hillary is scared or afraid? I forgot which one it was.
Hillary scared is what it was. I can pull it up fairly quickly. Hillary's scared. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Clear as day.
Hillary's scared.
Clear as day.
That's her truth, friends. She's scared.
And I just repeat what I said earlier on. What you see is what they want you to see. To find out who they really are, you got to reverse them. And you'll see their soul. And that's what we're seeing in reverse speech. It gets down that deep. It gets down to who we really are at the core level, not what we convince ourselves that we are or what we'd like people to think we are, but who we really are. And that's why it's such a powerful and also threatening technology, you know.
It's truly amazing. It's never been more important, never been more vivid than it is now because of the emotional investment in this whole campaign. I'm really sorry for people who are voting for Hillary or will vote for Hillary or who support Hillary because she's a woman and they want so much to have a woman in the White House. Hey, I do too. Wouldn't bother me at all. I just want the best we have. She represents the worst we have. And if you are listening to her and you can't figure that out, more power to you. That's your choice. It's right there. And tonight, David Oates showed you even more evidence of that very fact. Thank you, David. Great job. Great job.
No worries, mate. See you soon.
Okay. Good night. All right. There we go. That's quite a Friday night for you. All right. We'll have this up at Rents, and it is under David's name right now in guests. You can go listen to these in YouTube yourself. And we will be back Monday, live Sunday night, the best of, in the Rents Radio Network, of course, 24/7 for you. Have a great weekend. Take care.